You're listening to SBS News. Australians discovered through an assumption in this year's federal budget papers that international travel of any significance is unlikely until at least the middle of next year. After an address to the National Press Club, Treasurer Josh Frydenberg was asked whether political considerations and not just the expert medical advice were being factored into the government's decision making.
We cannot avoid the dangers that may pose right now, and what we now must seek to do is protect Australians, their health, but also their economic recovery, and that is why we'll always follow the medical advice on these important matters.
Another budgetary assumption is that COVID-19 vaccinations would increase fivefold to up to 200,000 per day every day to complete the rollout by the end of this year, with all those eligible able to receive at least their first dose. The current vaccination rate is averaging just 35,000 per day. Labor's Treasury spokesman Jim Chalmers says Australia's economic recovery is being delayed because the Prime Minister is leading a government that's delivering what he's calling a third-rate vaccine rollout.
It's been one humiliation after another when it comes to the Prime Minister and vaccinations. He made all of these promises which he failed to deliver. Then he abandoned the targets altogether. There are weasel words in the budget about vaccinations. And nobody is any the wiser today when the Prime Minister thinks that the Australian people will be vaccinated so that we can properly open up the economy again. You can't have a first-rate economic recovery with a third-rate vaccine rollout. That's what we're learning. We are hostage to the Prime Minister's incompetence on vaccinations and quarantine.
On the subject of quarantine, some of the states and territories, medical groups like the Australian Medical Association and several epidemiologists have been calling for months for the establishment of purpose-built quarantine centres like the facility at Howard Springs near Darwin. They've argued such quarantine camps with fresh air and no shared air conditioning units are an effective way to reduce the likelihood of airborne transmission, which is suspected of being behind numerous infections in the quarantine hotels. Treasurer Frydenberg says the federal government is considering Victoria's proposal for a quarantine camp on Commonwealth-owned land at Mickleham, about 30 minutes' drive north of Melbourne.
The most comprehensive proposal has come from Victoria, and we are working that through our internal processes. But like I said earlier, the state quarantine systems outside of Victoria, and they have obviously worked to improve their system, has been largely very effective. And the bulk of the heavy lifting with respect to quarantine has been done in New South Wales.
Victoria's Health Minister Martin Foley says it's disappointing the budget didn't commit any federal funds towards the centre.
This broadacre quarantine support service to be run by the state, to be funded in terms of its capital by the Commonwealth, and as part of a wider system of a variety of opportunities for quarantining that clearly, given the federal government's own predictions, we're going to need for at least the next 18 months, if not substantially longer.
And genomic testing has linked Victoria's latest case back to an Adelaide quarantine hotel. A Melbourne man in his 30s tested positive to the virus after returning from overseas and completing his hotel quarantine in Adelaide. He'd been staying in a room next to another person with COVID-19, and test results show that both have the same variant of the virus. Several potential exposure sites have been identified in Melbourne, but so far no further cases linked to the man have been detected. Martin Foley says poor record keeping has affected contact tracers' abilities to find diners potentially exposed at an Indian restaurant last Friday. He says bank records are being checked because some patrons failed to check in.
Our teams are working through the QR codes, the financial transactions, the takeaway transactions of that facility, just to make sure that we run down anyone that might have been associated with that facility.
For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Greg Dyatt, SBS News.